This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Kyiv's military administration said Monday the Ukrainian capital came under Russian drone attacks overnight, hours after President Volodymyr Zelensky renewed his calls for allies to help boost Ukraine's air defenses in its battle against Russia's invasion. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The drone attack Monday came 3 days after what Ukrainian officials described as one of Russia's biggest assaults on Kyiv since the war started, and as Moscow presses on with its effort to torment Ukraine from the air. Officials said Russia launched 23 self-exploding drones over Kyiv, but Ukrainian forces shot down 18 of them. Putin was set to travel Monday to Belarus for talks with its leader, Alexander Lukashenko, who allowed Russian forces to use Belarus's territory for invading Ukraine almost 10 months ago and has close defense links with Moscow. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Reuters news agency reports the Belarus Defense Ministry announced Monday it had completed a series of inspections of its armed forces' military preparedness hours ahead of that visit from Russian President Putin. Video released by the Russian military Monday showed what it was said to be tank units conducting drills on a snow-covered Belarus training ground. Weeks of military maneuvers and inspections in the country have raised fears in Kyiv that Belarus could be preparing to take a more active role in the conflict once again. In his nightly video address to the nation Sunday, President Zelensky said that air defense is a constant priority for his administration as he sought more defensive weaponry from Western allies. Zelensky said, by helping us protect our skies, by providing us with more modern air defense systems in sufficient numbers, you can deprive the terrorist state of its main instrument of terror. The Ukrainian president said it is one of the most powerful steps that could be taken towards ending the conflict. This is VOA News. Chinese health authorities have announced Monday the nation's first COVID-19 deaths in more than 2 weeks. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The two deaths occurred in Beijing and come as the illness is surging after China eased the strict zero COVID approach. It's credited with keeping its toll low. Though the official statistics are changing very little, families and funeral workers say deaths tied to COVID-19 have been increasing. Now, a lack of data has made it more difficult to grasp the scale of any outbreak or its direction. Anecdotal evidence points to a growing caseload, while health experts have projected a possible major wave over the coming month or two. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Police in Canada say 5 people were killed and another wounded Sunday in a shooting in the suburbs of the Canadian city of Toronto. Associated Press correspondent Jennifer King reports.
It happened in a condominium in Vaughan, Ontario, a Toronto suburb. York Regional Police Chief James McSween called it a horrendous scene. 5 people were shot and killed, 1 person has been hospitalized, and one of his officers shot and killed the suspect at the unit. Ontario's Special Investigations Unit is on the case. McSween said there is no further threat to the community. Mass shootings are rare in Canada, and Toronto has long prided itself as being one of the safest big cities in the world. I'm Jennifer King.
The U.S. Congressional Committee investigating last year's January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol appears set to conclude Monday that former U.S. President Donald Trump and close associates engaged in an attempted coup. The U.S. House of Representatives Committee will deliver that final public assessment Monday. The assessment comes after a 16-month investigation that included interviews with more than 1,000 witnesses, examination of thousands of pages of documents related to the final weeks of Trump's 4-year presidency, and 10 riveting public hearings. The committee comprises 7 Democrats and 2 vocal anti-Trump Republicans. It's set to vote on whether to make criminal referrals to the Justice Department on whether Trump and key advisors should be prosecuted for their actions related to the riot. Representatives at a UN biodiversity conference agreed early Monday to an historic deal to protect and support the planet's species and ecosystems. The agreement includes a pledge to protect 30% of land and water that is important for biodiversity by the year 2030, up from the current plan protecting 17% of land and 10% of water areas. The deal also calls for wealthy nations to boost financing to developing countries for conservation efforts to at least $20 billion a year by 2025 and to $30 billion by 2030. Some developing nations, led by Brazil, objected to the size of the financing package, arguing that it should be much higher. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.